From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Howard Dean is out. Today, Dean withdrew from the race for the Democratic presidential nomination without specifically backing any of his rivals.
I will support the nominee of our party. I will do everything I can to beat George W. Bush. I urge you to do the same, but we will not be above in this organization of letting our nominee know that we expect them to adhere to the standards that this organization has set for decency, honesty, integrity, and standing up for ordinary American working people.
Dean's withdrawal follows his third-place performance in Wisconsin. John Kerry won there yesterday, eking out a victory over John Edwards. Kerry has now won contests in 15 of 17 states. We'll have more on Howard Dean's role in the Democratic campaign in a couple of minutes. First, though, to Ohio, where John Kerry is looking ahead to the next big round of voting on March 2nd.
NPR's Robert Smith is traveling with the Kerry campaign and joins us from Dayton. Robert, Kerry had been focusing on George Bush until now, at least rhetorically. Did Kerry turn his attention now to John Edwards with that relatively close finish?
He certainly did. I mean, this is a two-man race. Now, if you listen to John Kerry, he rarely used to talk about Senator Edwards by name, and today he's spoken about him, answered questions, and what he's trying to do is to diffuse an issue over NAFTA. John Kerry voted for NAFTA. It's been a controversial vote among his union supporters, and Senator John Edwards, who was not a senator at the time, said, "I opposed NAFTA." Well, Kerry sort of called that into question, saying, "I'm not sure where he registered his vote, but it certainly wasn't in the Senate." And then he said that, in fact, he and Senator Edwards have identical voting records on trade. The other thing we asked Senator Kerry about is whether Senator Edwards' background as the son of a mill worker made him better able to speak about jobs and job loss. And Kerry said, you know, if that were the case, we wouldn't have had great presidents like Franklin Roosevelt and JFK.
Did he have anything to say about Howard Dean today?
He did. Kerry has rarely had a kind word, at least over the last month, for Howard Dean, but he was very gracious today. He said that Dean has done this extraordinary job of reinvigorating a whole group of people, and he said that he has great respect for Dean and admiration.
What's ahead for Senator Kerry?
Well, tonight he goes to Washington, D.C. Tomorrow he will accept the endorsement of the AFL-CIO. It's really his biggest union endorsement yet. And now that Dean's out of the race, he'll be looking to Dean's union support, and will certainly be going after those endorsements. And then, of course, there's Super Tuesday, 10 states voting on March 2nd, and he has been trying to campaign in all the states, and he's going to continue to try and do that.
Senator Kerry has never felt, at least outwardly, felt comfortable with that front-runner title. But with that strong finish last night from Senator Edwards, is he more willing to embrace this now, to call himself the front-runner?
Oh, no. He, in fact, talked about how they had all vowed to support the eventual nominee, whoever it may be. So he said over and over again today that he is just a contestant. He is not the nominee yet. He will not take any questions about being president eventually. He knows what happens to front runners, and he's very careful to never use the F word.
Thank you, Robert.
You're welcome.
NPR's Robert Smith traveling with the Kerry campaign.